should Quebec get into the uranium mining business? It very nearly is. Environmental hearings on a new mine 200 kilometers northeast of Mistissini in the James Bay Cree territories are going on now. They're presided over by the Provincial Environmental Hearings Authority called the BAP. They've actually already had hearings in the Cree territories under the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement. Now, the issue has the two sides pretty upset, as you're about to hear. In a moment, we'll hear from the Montreal-based president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility once the project stopped. But first, it's the president and CEO of Stratico Resources. He is upset that those BAP hearings were launched suddenly by the PQ government, and he's threatening to sue Quebec for the cost, the potential cost of losing his investment. His name is Guy Hébert, and he joins us live this morning from South Shore Boucherville. Mr. Hébert, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning, Mike.
Why are you so bothered by these BAP hearings? Could you explain?
Oh, it's mainly because it's another delay. You know, we are waiting this last permit since 2011, in fact. We received all our authorization from federal government and Canadian Nuclear Security Commission in 2012 after several hearings, public hearings, and a lot of money spent in a environmental-based study. We spent over $125 million on this project. We got all our permission. We started in 2006. So our shareholders are really, really tired to wait. A lot of money coming from foreign money, from Europe, from Asia. And, you know, at a certain point, you have to go forward. And that is very bad for the credibility of Quebec also and investment.
Okay, just before you tell us about that, so you spent more than $100 million. And I guess the thing about mining is you don't make any money until you can start getting things out of the ground. You have been through a number of different processes at the federal level and with the First Nations there in the area. And what about the jobs picture at Stratico? You had quite a few people working for you, but not many right now.
Yeah, we were at a certain point 100 employees at the site on a rotation, and with all the contractors and everything. Now, last year we were 40, now we are down to 12, and we will not be possible to keep our employees. And the main thing is the license. We are one of the four companies who got the qualification in Canada to operate, and the license is so important. And the license is related to the employees, the qualification of the employees. And, you know, people are going around talking about uranium mining. They are talking about the past, you know, the story in the 70s and the 50s and the 80s. I know we have very few times to talk, but the best example is when they were talking about Elliott Lake. Elliott Lake is not very far from Montreal. It's in Ontario. This was the capital of uranium mining. They have 12 mines there. It was very, very bad in the 70s, very bad. Today, it's a place where people retire in Ontario. It's where people are going fishing. You have over 2,000 lakes in this area, and they have 12 mines, you know. And today, your people go on the website of Elliott Lake. This is an example where people talk about the past, and the example they are giving relate often to Elliott Lake, but see Elliott Lake today.
How close are you, sorry to kind of rush you around along a little bit, Guy Hébert, but how close are you to losing everything?
Oh, we are, for us, it's less than 1 year. It's a couple of months maximum, can be weeks, you know. We got an approval for a private placement yesterday by our shareholders, but it's not done. It's not done. It's a small amount of money. It's $1.4 million. Cost me over $2 million to keep the team in the camp. And, you know, those delays, you know, it's the job has been done, and we are the only one project. They have no industry of uranium in Quebec. There are absolutely no other project going on. And we have a new mining law in Quebec since December. In the new mining law, it's possible to explore and mine uranium in Quebec, and each project will be subject to a BAP. So each project has their own specificities, and each project, you know, will be explained to population for a promoter. Actually, it's only Mr. Gordon DeWards and his friends who are going around and talking their story. We are We are not there. We are not there. We have asked to be part of the BAP. They have been refused. And the friends of Mr. Edward is going around. They are friends of Mr. Breton, Mr.
Hang on, just before you get in, because you're talking about our next guest, and I just want, there was a point you made before we go to him, just so we kind of finish off the kind of greater message of the whole mine, this uranium mine project. This is as well part of, we talk so much about the Plan Nord. The former premier would travel all around talking about the Plan Nord. This is part of the Plan Nord, and I cut you off a bit earlier because you did want to say something about what this does to Quebec's reputation while it is trying to bill itself as a place that wants to develop its north. Can you just finish that point briefly, if you could?
Okay. We were one of the 11 projects of Plan Nord. The Quebec built a $220 million road to give access to our project and another project to the north, Stornoway, a diamond project. The road finished to our gate, about 10 kilometers past our gate, and Stornoway continued their own section after it. So money has been spent in Quebec by the Quebec government already. We were part of Plan Nord. And so now everything stopped. We have chance to lose it. And for sure, our shareholders want the money back if it's a no, you know. So this is very, very bad. People refuse actually to invest in Quebec because a great part of the situation of Stratico, and it's very well known all over the place, you know. This is very, very bad for Quebec.
And the mining industry right?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
We'll leave it there, and I'm going to get the view of Dr. Gordon Edwards right now. But I want to thank you for your time, Guy Hébert.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. Guy Hébert, President and CEO of Stratico Resources. That's the company trying to get a uranium mining project started in north-central Quebec, and not too far from Mistissini. He was referring several times there to Gordon Edwards, who's the president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, who has presented to these latest set of environmental hearings, the Quebec ones, the BAP ones, that were launched by the PQ government. And he's live with us on the line this morning. Gordon Edwards, morning to you.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. Could you make your case of why you think this mine should be stopped before it even gets properly started?
Let me make an important correction here. These BAP hearings that have just started now in May of 2014 are going to run until May of 2015, and they're not on the specific project at all. They're on the whole question of uranium mining in Quebec,
which includes the specific project.
Which includes the specific project.
Yeah. Could you make your point about why you don't think this mine should go forward?
Well, let me just make the more important point here, that these hearings are generic environmental assessment hearings about whether we should have uranium mining anywhere in Quebec at all. So it's not specifically related to this particular project.
Yeah, but it obviously is specifically related to this particular project because it's about uranium mining in Quebec. But let's not get lost in...
So
if you could just make your point about why you have a concern about the mine.
Well, the basic problem with uranium is that, first of all, in terms of its end use, all uranium that's mined from Quebec is going to be exported to other countries, and there it's going to be burned in nuclear reactors, and it's going to end up as high-level radioactive waste. And the National Assembly of Quebec has passed a unanimous resolution a couple of years ago that they will never accept to allow high-level radioactive waste to be deposited in the province of Quebec for the purposes of permanent storage. So they've already declared themselves against this particular product of high-level waste, and yet uranium mining is going to contribute to the production of this high-level waste. So that's one point. Another point is that all uranium is usable in the nuclear weapons program. In fact, that's the only use of uranium which is essential.
Yeah, but the government says that it would not and will not sell any uranium for the manufacture of weapons.
That's correct. However, the plutonium that is produced in the reactors remains there for 24,000 years and more, and consequently, regimes in the future can go to these locations where the spent fuel, the irradiated fuel, is, and they can recover the plutonium and use it to make bombs.
It does have important medical uses now.
Well, not really, because the medical uses are with radioisotopes, but those radioisotopes are not going to be produced using uranium after 216, After 2016, the government of Canada is phasing out the use of uranium for the production of medical isotopes. They're going to be produced without using uranium. And that's only a small amount of uranium anyway. Okay. But getting back to the local area, if we talk about Mount Otish up in the Mistissini region.
Briefly, if you could.
Well, the only way you can mine uranium is to bring 37 other radioactive materials to the surface and leave them behind as radioactive waste. So 85% or more of the radioactivity in the ore is left behind in the form of a loose sandy substance, which is very available to the environment as in the result of freak weather conditions or whatever. And this stuff remains dangerous for hundreds of thousands of years. So long after the mine is abandoned and after the jobs have disappeared and after all the economic benefits are gone, who is going to be looking after these wastes for hundreds of thousands of years?
Okay, Gordon Edwards, thank you very much for your time. And I think you see very clearly there the two points of view on this issue of the uranium mine. Gordon Edwards, president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, thanks very much.